This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a new look at how Americans feel about President Biden. A new AP Newark Center poll finds that 43% of Americans approve of the way President Biden is doing his job, while 55% disapprove. Last night, the president again called for a ban on assault weapons.
Just simple common sense.
Nearly 10 years after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, the president spoke at a vigil honoring victims of gun violence at a Washington, D.C. church, praising advocates while lamenting the recurrence of mass shootings that spur them, like the one at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
We've seen you turn pain into purpose. Together, we've made some important progress. Most significant gun law passed in 30 years, but still not enough.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Congress is working to protect marriage, same-sex marriages, interracial marriages. The House votes today and is expected to send the bill on to the president, who says he will sign it.
The legislation would require all states to recognize legal marriages regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. President Joe Biden says he'll sign the bipartisan legislation into law promptly and proudly. Democrats have moved the bill quickly through the House and Senate since the Supreme Court's decision in June that overturned Roe v. Wade. That ruling included a concurring opinion from Justice Clarence Thomas that suggested same-sex marriage should also be reconsidered. Donna Warder, Washington.
Daniel Harris, a sailor who was killed in the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, was laid to rest yesterday in San Diego, exactly 81 years after the attack. His remains only recently identified. This is AP News. The Pentagon is splitting a $9 billion cloud contract among four companies. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Google, Oracle, Microsoft, and Amazon will now all share in the Pentagon's $9 billion contract to build its cloud computing network. The announcement comes a year after there were accusations of politicization over the previously announced contract. A legal battle ensued, causing the military to restart the award process. The Joint Warfighter Cloud Capability is expected to provide access of unclassified, secret, and top-secret data to military personnel all over the world. Its goal is to serve as a backbone for the Pentagon's modern war operations, which will rely heavily on unmanned aircraft and space communication satellites, but will still need a way to quickly get the intelligence from those platforms to troops on the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow gained about 2 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.